This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There is a hadith that Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiyallahu anhu narrated. And he said, أَنَّ رَجُلَيْنِ مِنْ بَلِي قَدِمَا عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَكَانَ إِسْلَامَهُمَا جَمِيعًا. Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiyallahu anhu, he says, that were two men from the town of Bali. The town of Bali is a town close to Al-Madinah. قَدِمَا عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. They both approached the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the same time. And they were two Jews. And they embraced Islam and said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Now these two have accepted Islam at the same time. One of them had more effort in Islam than the other. So his effort was to the point that he joined one of the battles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And qadarullah, that he passed away as a shaheed. He earned a shahada fi sabilillah, so he was martyred. His friend that accepted Islam at the same time lived to witness another year, a full year. And after 1 year, he died. Natural causes, on his deathbed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his soul. Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiyallahu anhu, after these two have died, one night he was sleeping, he had a dream. In his dream, he saw himself and these two people, these two companions, standing outside the door of the paradise. And an angel comes and he calls the one who died 1 year later. You know, the one who just died on his bed, natural death. He was called into the paradise first. Talha ibn Ubaidillah, he's there, he can see this in the dream. So he was called in and admitted to the paradise first. And then the angel came out and he called the one who was martyred fi sabilillah, and he was admitted into the paradise second. And then the angel came and he said to Talha ibn Ubaidillah, you go back, it's not your time yet, because he was still alive. Then he woke up from his dream. And he was amazed. So he went around Al-Madinah informing the people what he saw, and the people were amazed with him as well. What is surprising in the hadith, that how could this person who died naturally enter the paradise first, before a shaheed fi sabilillah? And now we all know what special gifts Allah Azza wa Jal gives a shaheed. How can this person who died on his bed naturally enter the paradise before a shaheed? And so some people would think, you know, what's the big deal? At the end of the day, they both entered the paradise. There's always a big deal about the one who comes first in something. You know, in school, the majority of the class passes the exam, but it's always about who came first so that he gets the medal. Who came first in the race? He gets the medal. The one who's first to buy the new product of Apple or Samsung, the one who's first to buy the product, he's the one who's interviewed and he's the one who's asked and he's given a special earning and a rank among the people. So there's always something special about coming first in something. So this man entered the paradise first. The Sahaba see it as a big deal. So they ended going to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they narrated this dream unto him. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw the amazement on their face, and he said to them, "Min ayyi dhalika ta'jabun?" What are you surprised? What are you all amazed by? So they said to him, obviously, how did this person enter before a shaheed? فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said to them, أليس قد مكث هذا بعده سنة? Didn't the one who died naturally live one more year after a shaheed? They said yes. So then he said, وأدرك رمضان فصلى كذا وكذا. And didn't he also, during that 1 year that he lived extra, he witnessed the month of Ramadan and he prayed this and this amount of raka'at and sajdat in his life more than the shaheed? They said, yes, ya Rasulullah. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فما بينهما أبعد مما بين السماء والأرض. He said that the distance between him and the shaheed is the distance between the heavens and the earth. That's the kind of rank this man earned in the paradise because he lived 1 year more than his friend to witness Ramadan and to pray such and such amount of raka'at and sujood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, hadith sahih, and it is Ibn Majah rahimahullah. So the idea is, we're learning from this hadith that it is a golden opportunity Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life for a person to live and to witness yet another Ramadan. لأن this is an opportunity that you may be elevated ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ أَفْضَلَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ مُؤْمِنٍ يُعَمَّرُ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ يكفر تسبيحه وتكبيره وتحميده وتهليله. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, there is no one better than a believer who lives a long life, and this life is full of tasbih to Allah سبحانه وتعالى وتحميد وتكبير لا إله إلا الله, and his life is full of ذكر and worship to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فIt is a blessing. The hadith is teaching us that it is a blessing to witness another Ramadan in your life. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us life to witness Ramadan and to give us the ability and the strength that we worship Him during Ramadan. We need to first recognize and acknowledge that this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.